Hello.
Hi, Ronnie. It's Nadine. I just got your message. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Okay. You're finishing up your day?
Oh, yeah, more or less.
Just about. Aw, okay. Well, I wanted to call you back. I know you mentioned, yeah, we're still calling on it. They qualified someone earlier, but the person just wasn't a good fit because they were literally booked out for like a year. And I'm all, well,
right.
Take on more new business if you're booked out for a year and you're going to pay for our program, you know?
Right.
So it just wasn't a good fit, you know? It didn't make sense for him to pay for a program if he's literally turning business away. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
He's not turning away. People are just not waiting.
You know, probably. Because, you know, I mean, if you need something, you know, kind of done in a timely manner, right? And someone's telling you, I can't get to you for about 2 months. It's like, yeah. I don't know.
What?
Yeah. But, so tell me, how can I help?
Well, you got that spot. Let's go ahead and do it. All right.
Let me go here. Okay. So I'm going to be verifying information with you just because I want to make sure that we list everything correctly. Okay.
All
right. So give me 1 second. Okay. Ronnie, is your first name Ronnie or is it Ronald and you go by Ronnie?
It is Ronnie.
Okay. R-O-N-N-I-E, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And your last name?
A-U-T-R-E-Y.
Autry?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Did I pronounce that correctly, I hope? Didn't mess it up.
You're one of the few that manages to get it.
Well, praise God, right? I got that right. What is the best email address for you? This is where we'll send, you know, your receipt and correspondence from us as well.
r.autrey
@hotmail.com. Okay. And the best phone number for us to reach you on, is that going to be this number, the 903-570-3967?
Correct.
Okay. Let me just put that here. Okay. How's your guys' weather over there?
Cold.
Is it?
It ain't got above 50 degrees.
My goodness, that hurts my bones.
You're telling me.
Yeah, you don't want to know what my weather is right now. Well, this past weekend.
Well, the weekend was great, but
I feel like we skipped spring. I feel like, where did spring go? We went straight from, you know, winter straight into summertime.
Oh, I know.
You know?
And then, we had our spring weather, and then, you know, Mother Nature threw a temper tantrum, and
yeah.
Now we got two or three days of freeze warnings.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It's so funny because I was talking with my pastor, and I'm like, does someone have the heater on here in the sanctuary? Because I'm, like, roasting.
Right.
So it's, like, constant. Yeah. The weather change, I tell you. I'm like, well, I don't know if we should take that as either, you know, God's a little upset, you know, not too happy with us right now, so he's giving us the heat wave to get a taste of it, right?
We're getting all four seasons in, you know, 1 month.
Yeah, for sure. Now, Ronnie, the first email that I'm sending you right now is a recap of what I discussed with you as far as the pricing and what we're including, okay? So that way you have it for your records. And it'll be an email coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it's going to say platinum in the subject part of the email, okay?
Okay.
Now, the company name is Crossroads Handyman. That's how
it
should be listed.
Services.
Services. Okay, let me make sure services is right after that. And then I did have a question. The address that's associated with your business, okay? I noticed that there's an address on the Angie's listing. Is that like your home address, the 13232 County Road? Okay. So I'm going to let them know that this is the address associated with the business, but that address is not going to appear anywhere online. You have what we call a home office, okay?
Right.
No one comes to you to pick out material, okay, or to buy any products. You go to them to do the work. So we're going to hide that address, okay, so that way it doesn't show up anywhere, okay?
Okay.
So let me just, and it's lot number 2, is that correct, in Tatum?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And that's 567-5691, excuse me. So let me make sure that's hidden. Okay, perfect.
Now, if y'all need a mailing address, that's completely different. I actually have a P.O. box for that.
Yeah, I'll need it if it's part of what, like if that's part of your billing address when we start going over payment information. I won't need it for when we're verifying you on Google.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, let me see here. Okay. And then, now the phone number you and I speak on, obviously you can get text messages because I got one from you earlier. Okay. I'm going to send you right now a text message. Now, Ronnie, this is going to have our 877 number, okay? I need you to save this phone number in your contacts under our company name, Local Splash, because I don't want you to lose our phone number. Whenever our customer service department reaches out to you, they're going to call you from that number, okay? If you need an update or you need to make a change, you're going to call that number, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. All right, so now let's see here. Okay, so I'm going to go over some notes. Now, these notes are going to be for my technician, so when you have your client interview and onboarding, they know where to start from, okay? So I want to talk about the services that you want to be found for, okay? So the obvious, of course, is handyman, right? But let's talk a little bit more in detail about that. So handyman, do you want me to put decks, patios, painting, flooring? What would you like me to notate?
Pretty much that. Siding.
Patios. Flooring is okay? Or not so
much? No, I don't.
Painting?
I'll do some flooring. Painting, you know, sheetrock repair.
Okay.
Siding.
I could put home repairs, home improvement. That was the next one I was thinking of. Okay.
Yeah.
Great minds think alike, right? Let me see. I got handyman, decks, siding, patios, painting, sheetrock repair, home repairs, home improvement. I know you told me no plumbing, no electrical, right?
Right.
Okay. I'm trying to think. When I'm thinking handyman, what about doors or windows installed?
I'll do doors, windows, and replacements. And I actually got one coming Thursday that I got to go look at.
So door and window replacements is good?
No windows.
No windows. Okay, so door replacements, yes. Okay. Residential and commercial, yes. Okay, perfect. This is a good start for them, and then they'll go over way more in detail with you, okay? What are your typical hours of operation? Are you a Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Typically, for me to look at jobs is Monday through Friday.
Okay, what time?
Usually from 8 to 6.
8 a.m. to 6. Okay, perfect. Saturday and Sunday closed?
For the most part. I mean, it's not.
Or do you want me to put it like by appointment only, maybe?
Yeah.
Let's do that. We could always change it if you want to change it. Totally up to you, okay? Now, I know when you and I talked earlier, 20 miles is the distance that you want to target. Is that correct? You want to stay within 20 miles or a little bit further out?
Yeah, because 20 miles covers like 6 different cities right here where I'm located. It covers Marshall, Longview, Kilgore, Carthage, Henderson. I mean, it's...
Let's take a look. Henderson, Carthage, Longview, Kilmore, Marshall are the ones that are coming up for me that are 20 miles around. Beckville, Lakeport.
Yeah.
Okay, so 20 is good? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Durgan came up on here too. Okay.
And once you get past there into Tyler or Smith County, then
you're too far.
Set of rules.
Yeah, River Hill, Rolling Meadows, Walker's Mill. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so 20 miles is good for you. Okay. Now, I'm going to have them, so they're going to put a local tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone, okay? I don't know if you get a lot of spam calls now, but this isn't going to completely stop them, but it's going to prevent from you getting so many, and this is how you're actually going to be able to track what calls you're getting from our program. So you're not just taking our word for it that, hey, it's working. Okay, Ronnie? Now,
that sounds good to me because I get a lot of spam calls.
Do you? I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised.
And then I get the...
Yeah, it happens, you know, especially when it's your physical phone number that's blasted out there online. It can generate a lot of spam calls for you, most definitely.
Well, even before I got online and put a number out, I somehow got in a batch order or something, and I was getting everything from Social Security to
insurance
to home loans to personal loans.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you know what? It happens. I'm telling you. My husband, he'll get calls, and he's like, what the heck is this? And I'm like, I don't know. And I'll ask him, who's calling you? And he's like, I don't know. It's some number I don't recognize. And I'll grab it. And it's so funny because they're like, because my husband's on disability right now because he's in renal failure. So he's been on permanent disability. Well, not permanent, but I guess kind of, I guess you would say. When you're in renal failure on dialysis, they put you on disability until when you get a kidney and then you're on it for one more year. But so he's constantly getting, oh, we can help you get, you know, more like discounts on your medicines. And I tell him, don't click on nothing. Don't. Do nothing because I handle all of that for him. I'm like, these people are like, yeah, just don't.
Well, so, more you don't even know if they're legit or not, or if they're just trying to.
Some girl just recently, some girl came to our door. My husband's like, hey, some girl's asking me, they want to give me a phone. You know, the state of California, I guess, is giving phones to people who are disabled, right?
Right.
So I went over to her and she's like, it's part of a government program and he qualifies. And I said, well, first and foremost, what do you need? Well, we need to see his letter from the state that he is on disability. And I said, I need your card. I need to know who your manager is. And I'm not giving any information until I've been able to identify who you are. You're coming to my front door, sweetheart. I'm not giving you information like that. You're asking for a social and all that. Yeah, can do that. So my husband goes, you didn't seem very Christian when you said that. And I said, okay, let me apologize. I told her, look, I got to be very careful.
The same thing. You're the most rudest person on the phone. But, well, when I've talked to the same person 27 times in the same day, and they're calling,
I don't blame you.
From different numbers, and it's the exact same person.
and you're like, wait a minute, something's kind of off here. Yeah, no, you have to be cautious, Ronnie. And that's why, like, I felt bad for the girl. And then I discovered it was legit. And I told her, look, I apologize, but my husband gets calls like these. And I just, you know, my husband sometimes he's, you know, the medicine and everything. He doesn't necessarily. And that's why I tell him, like, he already knows. You need to speak with my wife. Absolutely. You put the wife on the phone. Let me find out what's going on here.
Right.
Now, do you prefer when we call you that we text you, email, phone and text? What's your preference when we're communicating with you?
The first contact, the easiest, is text message.
Okay.
Because, you know, if I'm, you know, I'll quickly check a text message.
Yeah.
But if I'm doing something or in the middle of something,
you can't
I'm
just
not
pick
necessarily
up the phone.
Going to answer
yeah.
the phone.
Absolutely. So I'm going to put text, and then I'll put phone call afterwards, only because we prefer that if you like, hey, text me, and I can answer that a lot quicker. I can't just pick up the call when you're calling, then we prefer whatever method you would like. So if we have an update for you or we need something, Ronnie, then we know to text you. Okay.
Right.
And then let me see here. Okay. Now, you mentioned you don't have a business Facebook page, right?
No.
Okay. But you have a personal page at the very least?
Yes.
Okay. So what we're going to do is this. Our technician's going to help walk you through it. We prefer that you open up your own business Facebook page. You don't even have to have content on there. We'll do it for you. But we need you to open it so that way you're the owner of your own page, okay, for Facebook. And it's real simple. They'll walk you through it, okay, but I just got to make sure that you at least have the personal Facebook because you're going to create it through your personal page. No one's going to see your personal page because it's a business page is what you're going to have for your business on Facebook. So
okay.
Let me just put that here. And then I'm sure you're still in contact with a lot of your past clients, right?
Yeah.
Some of them?
Okay. Some of them, yeah.
Because we're going to also provide you a helpful tool to help you get reviews on your Google Business profile. It's what we call the modern day word of mouth. Okay. And it's what people refer to when they don't know your company by name and they read one review from someone who's used your services. You're going to open up more doors to their family and friends who are going to know who you are.
Right.
Okay.
Well, if it's anything like my wife, that's the first thing she does is Google it.
Yeah. That's good. I'll tell you sometimes when I look up symptoms and I'm like, I shouldn't be looking up my symptoms if I'm not feeling good because I'm already diagnosing myself and I'm not a doctor. So I don't Google it.
Yeah, she's OCD, so she does deep dives into everything.
Yeah, good for her.
But
I see your business logo. Yeah, go for it. Uh-huh.
I seen actually on Facebook this morning. Them new cards or wristband things that are like somehow linked to your Google account or Google review. Is that a legit thing or?
A wristband linked to a Google review?
Well, on the little ad thing, it was mainly a tap card. You know, like the digital business cards.
Oh, it's called a tap tag. A tap tag is what it's called.
And it pulls it up to where they could give you, and it goes right into your Google review.
Yeah, what it is, you know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. So basically what it is, it's like a wristband, I guess, it's a new technology, right? But it's Tap Review Bracelet is what it's called. And what it is, basically, it's waterproof, which is kind of cool. I would wait for them to, like, get rid of all the little kinks. But what it's supposed to do, okay, it's supposed to, like it's like a tap, right? Tap to review it. So it's compatible with, like, smartphones. okay, without you needing an app, because there's like a QR code, okay? So it'll give you instant access to customers directly from your Google Business profile. So like if they were to tap their phone, I guess, or what have you, but it looks like they're trying to charge people for that. So it's a purchase and a setup, right? So
oh, yeah.
The band is configured. It's going to use, it's like a dashboard, right? That's going to be configured to the Google review link. So that way people will just simply tap your band from their own, from your customer's phone. Your customer's phone is going to tap your band and it's going to launch them to your review page so that they can leave your review. So it's something new that they're starting to come up with. I think I was looking at it right now and it looks like the bracelets are going to be like, I don't know, like $25. And then I don't know what their subscription is going to be that you would have to pay for.
Right.
Kind of interesting, huh?
Yeah. And the other one, it was like the digital business card, same scenario, but it also automatically loads all of your name and information into their contacts and your links for it. Like if you take Venmo or Cash App or.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know what's funny is my cousin actually has a catering business, and so she's been ordering business cards, right? And she's like, you know, I just feel like I think I'm going to do the digital card. It's going to save me money. And I feel sometimes people don't hold on to business cards anymore. I said, well.
They don't.
You're kind of right. You know, when I had my catering business as a side hustle, and this was like 10 years ago. Back then, it was great, the business cards. But nowadays, I mean, I don't have the business anymore. After my husband got sick, I was like, yeah, we're good. But I just feel like now people are more going to either your phone number saved in their phone or they want something digital. Because everybody's online.
Oh, I know. I mean, the last 9 years, I've been a project manager and superintendent, and I'd have people come in every day to my job trailer and give me their business cards, and they all went into a desk drawer.
Yeah, and how many people are stuck on their phones, right? Every day, they're on the phone, and they're just, you know. And that's why I say, if you're not online, you're missing the online train. I used to be real old school back in the day, you know, and I'll tell you, Ronnie, I'm from the era of, we used to get the, every beginning of the year and towards the end of the year, you know, the yellow pages and the white page book, right? And that's how everybody ran their business, was their company started with the letter A. They wanted to be in the first pages, right? AAA, AA.
Why?
Google doesn't work like that. Online marketing is all about what service do you need and are you looking for, because that's what's going to come up in those search results, you know?
Oh, I know. And that's what made my decision, is because about 10, 12 years ago, I had the opportunity to get in the apartment contractor's guide that all the apartment complexes use.
Yeah.
And I, you know, at the time, I had the finances for it, but I was already so busy. I was like, I don't want, you know, that next year is when we got hammered with storm after storm after storm.
Yeah.
And just about every apartment complex in Longview got hammered. And I was like, well, there went. I just kissed a whole lot, probably millions of dollars away.
Yeah. Man. Well, you're doing it now. You know what I mean? And so you're on the right track. We just got to get you on that first page. Okay? Because especially with women, right? Because my husband can't do a lot anymore like he used to, again, because of his, you know, the condition that he's in now. But if I need someone to come and do some work, I'm going on Google and I'm going on Facebook. You know,
that's
only
that,
because
and
those are the platforms that I trust.
And believe it or not, that's 90% of the people that I deal with are either husbands, they just don't know because they're, you know, they were never taught to do stuff like that. Or the hard-headed redneck husband that says, oh, I know how to do it. And they pay me to come in and fix what they did.
Fix it.
And then finish what they started.
So it's so funny you say that. You know, my husband, God bless him, like, he gets a lot of anxiety, you know, from the dialysis, right? And one day he says, oh, honey, I'm going to paint the bathroom. Now, mind you, our bathroom isn't that huge. We have two bathrooms, and it was the main bathroom. And I said, okay. Boy, let me tell you, Ronnie, it took him like 3 days. And I was to the point where I'm like, if I would have called a professional, it would have been done, right? However, on top of that, you know, I'm the wife that's going behind him. Anthony, you missed a spot. Why didn't you tape it here? Why is there paint right? And he's like, can you just leave me alone? And I finally had to step away, and I thought, oh, my God, I should have just paid somebody.
Well, I definitely understand.
God bless them, though. So that's why they call you to come and fix it, because this one messed it up, you know. So many times people think they can go on YouTube and just do it, and it's like, call the expert. You're going to save money in the long run when you do that. You know what I mean?
You're going to save money, and you're going to save a whole lot of aggravation.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, my.
You know, I mean, because one of the ladies that works with my wife,
uh-huh,
she talked to my wife because, you know, they pulled the carpet up in their house and found out they have really nice antique
flooring,
solid oak flooring underneath it.
No way.
But, you know, it's been colored on and painted and everything else. And she was asking me, well, they said, you know, they want to refinish it. How hard is it? And I was like, well, I told her, you better call somebody who knows how to do it, because if not, you're going to mess that floor up really bad beyond repair.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's
And you're right. You're absolutely right, Ronnie, because so the house that I rent is from some family friends of ours. Her parents had really bad tenants, and she couldn't get rid of them. They weren't paying rent. So 7 years ago, she said, if my parents evict them, will you guys take over? And we're like, yeah, of course, you know, because they're like family to us. So we moved in. But what happened was, her poor mom, she gave this guy the work to do. Like, these people destroyed the house, right? Long story short, they removed all the carpet, beautiful floors, but I don't know what the heck he put. Okay. It was supposed to bring the color back out. The floor looks almost red.
Yeah.
So when we moved in, it was in January, mind you, he had done, like, stained it, but it wasn't a stain. I don't know what he used. It was supposed to be stained. Needless to say, my husband walks in with the guys to help move the furniture in. The floors were still wet after 4 days that he had done it. My husband's all, oh, well, too late now. I'm already in here with furniture. Like, I can't walk back out. It was like, oh, my gosh. So eventually, I mean, it's been hard for me to try to do it myself, but eventually what I want to do is have someone come in and just lay new flooring on top. I don't want to do carpet. Carpet's just too dirty to keep up with, and, yeah, I'd just rather have the vinyl plank.
Yeah, I was going to say, your best option anymore is called LVT. It's a long vinyl, and they're not like the old school flooring.
No.
They are so much more durable.
Mm-hmm.
They're waterproof. They're pet proof.
Yes.
And they last so much. I mean, this is what I've
So much more longer, right? Is what I've noticed.
I have put, I couldn't tell you how many hundreds of squares of those in. You know, I just did 3 schools. And that's what we put in. And, you know, and if it's kid tested, hey, it'll last forever.
There you go.
I mean, there's no wax.
Wow. So. Well, thank you for that information. So let me go to, okay, Ronnie, for the billing. Okay. The card that you're putting on file, is that card in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's in my name.
Okay. Is it just Ronnie Autry, or is there like a middle initial?
Middle initial D is in David.
Okay. And is it the same billing address?
No, it's on my PO box.
PO box? Okay. What's the PO box?
994 Tatum.
Uh-huh.
75691.
Okay. And is this Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
And the card number whenever you're ready.
5171488875435355.
Expiration month and year.
427.
4 of 27. And the CVV code on the back?
924.
Okay. Before I process your transaction, I'm going to walk you through, it's called a voice verification recording, because I have you at a pre-discounted agreement. In fact, it's going to outline our service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you that we'll send in writing with your invoice. Okay? Now, as I'm walking you through it, Ronnie, if there is anything at all that you do not understand, I want you to just stop me. You say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll go do is I will review it with you, and then I'll rephrase it. Because I prefer for you to have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your transaction. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Crossroads Handyman Services.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Ronnie Autry, and I'm the owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, the phone number that I sent you, I want you to please save that number in your contacts under Local Splash. And that number is... Go ahead. You had a question?
Oh, no, I was going to say I've already saved it.
Okay, perfect. And I'll still repeat the number to you. That number is 877-635-6225. Now, please allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return all calls to you. Okay? As a result of increased visibility, please be advised, Ronnie, that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify that the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Now, you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what was your mom's maiden name?
Hobbs, H-O-B-B-S.
Perfect. Now, if there's any time that you're unsure if it's actually us on the phone with you, just ask, what's my security question? Now, if they hang up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. If they refuse to give you the security question, then you go ahead and disconnect the call. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, an example, several of my clients get called by a company called Yelp, and Yelp does this specific, okay, advertising on their directory. If you ever get these calls and you happen to be interested, okay, give me a call first because I can get you a discounted offer, okay? All right. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, we kindly, let me go back here. As part of the verification process, okay, it is essential that we receive the following business documents in a timely manner. These may include business license or registration, proof of insurance, and any other items recommended for the Google Business Profile verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Okay? So, some of those might be, and I'll send you a list and we'll go over it, but like pictures of your work tools, work equipment, stuff like that. We're just showing Google you're a legitimate business, okay? And there's going to be some, Ronnie, that you won't have. Don't worry about it. You're just going to send us the ones that you can, okay? Now, do you agree to submit these items within the first 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is March 16th, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, Ronnie, this is a three-month verbal agreement. So basically what we're asking you is to stick it out with us for 3 months, okay? So your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 16th day of each month in the discounted amount of $299. Now, this is a monthly recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The number I asked you to save again is 877-635-6225. Make sure you speak with a live representative. Now, if you cancel your account within the first 90 days, there is an early termination fee that will apply. If you cancel it after your 90 days, there is no termination fee. We simply part as friends. Okay? To prevent the charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so that way you're not charged on that date. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to update the package, and then I'm going to process the payment, and in a couple minutes you're going to start receiving some emails and text messages, and two of them we're going to go over. One will be the receipt, and the other one will be pictures that we'll need. Ronnie, I know for the website you do have a business logo and you have pictures of some of your work, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, finance wanted me to tell you congratulations. They wanted to let me know that they are offering you, and this is an option, okay? If you want to prepay this program, 3 months, right? They're offering you 3 months at $700. So, in other words, today you would pay $398, right? And then over the next 2 months, you're going to pay $299 each month. At the end of those 3 months, you would have already invested $996 with us, right? Well, what they're offering you today is if you pay $700, that's going to cover your 3 months. I don't know if that's something you're interested in, but it's something that they were offering you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So do you want to go ahead and do that way? It saves you, what, like $296 and you don't have the monthly payment coming out?
Pretty much.
You want to do that? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me go here. Now, what this means, okay, so that's going to cover March, April, April, May, June. So June 16th, okay, if you haven't chosen to go ahead and renew it another 3 months or maybe do a 6 month prepaid or a year, okay, it will automatically renew on June 16th at $299. It'll revert back to the monthly. Okay.
Okay.
So always keep in mind that you could do 3 months at $700, 6 months is $1,300, and for the year it's $2,500. Okay. So those are always going to be prepaid options for you if you're ever interested. Okay.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and put you for the $700 and then get that receipt over to you. Still so much cheaper than the Angie's, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Even our 6 months is $1,300, and it gives you 6 months of advertising. And that's still,
right,
like, a little bit, it's a little bit more than what you're paying, like, on a monthly with the Angie's. So, but I think 3 months is a good one for you to start with, you know?
Right.
We're not trying to break the bank here. All right. And then, Ronnie, I'm going to also set up a client interview and onboarding for you. And this is where the magic really happens. It's not so much with me, but you'll be speaking with my technician about, like, your services, the website. And I want to schedule it at a time that's going to be most convenient for you. In fact, what I do is I block out an hour. And then that appointment, it could take about 40 minutes. Maybe a little bit longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have, right? But I want to schedule it at a time that's going to be convenient for you. Now, I actually have one more appointment left for tomorrow. I have an appointment at 1 o'clock, 1 to 2. Will that work for you, or do you prefer Wednesday? If tomorrow doesn't work, then we can look at Wednesday. That's not a problem.
Well, tomorrow I just set an appointment for 4:30.
Okay.
So it would have to be like early in the morning.
So yeah, this appointment would be between 1 and 2 o'clock is when they would call you to do the client interview.
Yeah, that's fine.
Is that good? Okay. So let me put you in for that time. Now, tomorrow we're going to call you from an 877 number. So you just need to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. Now, let's say when we call you tomorrow, okay, you need 5 or you need 10 more minutes. Listen, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me right back? We will call you right back. In fact, I'll send you a reminder an hour before your interview just in case if you forget, okay? Now, I'm going to do my best to be available when it's time to call you to introduce you to the technician because I like doing the introduction. However, if I'm not available when it's time to call you, Ronnie, they are not going to wait for me. Okay?
Wow.
So let me do this. Now, I need you, if you can take a look at your emails or your text messages because we sent it to both. Okay? I need you to find one that says initial invoice. And then there's one that'll say action pictures needed for Google verification.
Okay, I got both of those.
Okay. So either one, let me know which one you're opening up first.
Initial invoice.
Okay. Perfect. Now it goes on to say, Dear Ronnie D, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email, correct?
Correct.
Okay. If you look two sentences below, there's one that says, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
Okay.
And then it's going to open up a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you're on that page.
I'm there.
Okay, now it's going to take you to a page that says at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. I need you to scroll towards the bottom. Almost at the very end, there's going to be a box that says mobile phone, and it has your phone number. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. There's going to be three boxes. They're very light. The first one, next to it, it says, I agree to receive text messages. That means text messages from us.
Okay.
And then the next box is going to say, that you certify that it's your name on the card that you provided, okay, and that all the information is true and correct.
Okay.
And then the next one says that you acknowledge that the payments are automatic and reoccurring, which means if you don't tell us, and I'll put it on my calendar too, if you don't tell us prior to June 16th that you want to continue with another 3 months, or if you just want it to cancel, then what will happen is on June 16th, it will automatically renew at $299. However, I am going to put it on my calendar to call you. Let me see. June 16th is on a Tuesday. I'm going to call you on June 8th to see if you want to continue with the program, do a 3 month, 6 month, do monthly, or if you want to cancel it out so you don't get charged on that date if you're canceling. Okay? So let me put it on my calendar because I know sometimes dates go by real quick and I don't want to miss that. Okay? So you'll click on that box, and then at the very bottom when you type in your name, you're going to type in your name exactly as it reads. Okay? So what you're going to put is Ronnie space D, no period, space, and then your last name, Autry. And then you'll confirm signature. And when you do that, now it should then open up a page that's going to ask you to put a username and password. Let me know when you see that.
Okay.
Okay. This is how you log in and track your results with us. Okay. So, your username is your phone number with no dashes, just your phone number altogether. And then your password, let me pull it up here because I sent it to you earlier when I sent you the number to save. Your password is all lowercase, one word, the money. And then you could try to log in if you want, so you can kind of get used to that. Let me know if it lets you in. It might tell you to remember me. You can do remember me so it remembers the password.
It says sign in to Google.
Did you try to sign in? Oh, okay. It's telling you to sign in to Google. Don't do any of that. But it lets you in, right? Is it saying, like, connect your Google listing or something? Is that what it's telling you?
It says Local Splash wants to access your Google account.
Yep. You're in. So you don't need to do anything with that yet because the technician's going to be setting all that up for you. Okay? But I wanted you to try to log in. So this is where you'll go in to track your results with us, like what phone calls you're getting, And so it's a really good tool for you to see the pictures that we've added. You're going to be able to see your profiles from there too. So I would suggest within 5 to 7 days, start logging in there to kind of see the action that's going on. Okay. So this is where you track all your results with us. All right, Ronnie?
Okay.
Now the next thing I need you to do is to find the one that says action pictures needed for Google verification.
Right.
Now, there are some items here that you might not have, and it's okay. You're going to send us the ones that you do have. Do you have any, like, LLC or licensing, anything like that, or registration for the business?
No.
No? Okay. Do you have any insurance?
Yeah, but I have to get them to send me a hard copy of it.
Yeah, we just need like something like if you have licensing or insurance, you'll send us just pictures of it. Okay. None of these items are going to show online. Okay.
Right.
Send us pictures of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle, even if it's your personal one, right? Just send us a picture of that. If you have business cards that you hand out, send us a picture of that. So on that list, some of those items you'll have and some of them you won't. So you're just going to send us the ones that you do have, okay? This is going to help us get you verified through Google faster, okay? Now, the last thing I want to share with you, and then we're all done, okay? So we're going to get moving. Within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories. Keep in mind that these can start generating phone calls for you. 7 to 14 days. Your website and those Facebook ads are going to be live. Those can also start generating phone calls for you. What we always state, Ronnie, in our terms and conditions that I sent you in writing, getting you verified, creating the Google Business profile, optimizing that profile on the first page and maintaining it there, I will always, no matter what, stick to the timeline of 60 to 90 days. Even when I have seen it happen sooner, because I prefer to under-promise and over-deliver, okay?
Right.
Now, we know that it's important for you to get these calls as quickly as you can, and that's why we get everything else up and going. We will be sending you notifications as these steps are being completed, okay? So this way, you're aware of the work that we are doing, okay? And that you don't think we're just sitting back twiddling our thumbs here. Okay, we're going to keep you in the loop. Now, Ronnie, I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so super excited for you. Thank you, Ronnie, for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. It has been my pleasure to speak with you today. Did you have any other questions for me before I let you enjoy your late afternoon, evening now?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Then we will talk with you tomorrow. Okay, Ronnie? So be expecting that call. All right.
Okay.
You have a blessed day. And don't forget, I need you to do, and the technician will walk you through it tomorrow to send you the steps, how to open up a Facebook business page. And then we can help you with doing the content. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Have a blessed one. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.